Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
And now it's time for the Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Mrs. Claus, Sophie Saves Christmas by Dave Andrew.
Come in. Ah, Larry. How are you, my little elf?
I'm tickety-boo, thanks, Santa. Good evening, Mrs. Claus.
Good evening, Larry.
This just arrived. I thought you should have it right away.
Well, it's a bit late in the year for a letter. Most boys and girls have sent theirs already.
Oh, we always have some stragglers. This doesn't look like a normal letter, though. We don't get many brown envelopes.
Oh, let me see. This looks very official.
Really, Anya? Haven't you paid the electricity bill again? Tut, tut.
Be serious, Claus. This looks worrying.
Well, open it. Let's see who it's from.
No.
What's wrong?
It's from a British court. You've been summoned.
I've been what?
What does summon mean?
It means that Santa has to go to court and speak to a judge.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
No, my little elf, it is not. It's not a good thing at all. The cheek of these people.
Does it mention why?
Apparently I've broken several laws and now I have to answer for my actions. Don't they realise it's only a few days until Christmas?
Well, I think it's highly likely that they do.
Aw, do you have to go?
Yes, Larry. When you get summoned to court, it's a crime if you refuse to go.
This is outrageous!
Can you remember doing anything which may have caused this?
No. I honestly can't think what it could be.
You look troubled. Could I get you some hot chocolate?
Oh, that would be very kind of you, Larry. Yes, please.
Okay.
Never in my life have I been asked to attend court. Can we be sure this is not a hoax?
Let me look at it again. No, this all looks very official. You shall be in court too. His Worship Daniel Twist presiding.
Daniel Twist? Oh, I remember him. He was added to the naughty list some time ago. He was only 8 years old at the time. He'd become quite unmanageable and badly behaved.
And now he hands out sentences to others?
Oh, believe me, it's a prerequisite for a job like that.
This has got me worried now.
Try not to let it get to you. It's bound to be a storm in a teacup at the end of the day.
Well, I certainly hope so. What are we going to do if they keep you in custody over Christmas?
Come and break me out, of course.
Claus, this is no time for hilarity. We don't know how serious this is yet.
Look, when all is said and done, I am Santa. I have never missed a Christmas yet, and I don't intend to miss this one either.
Well, let's hope those are not brave last words. If the worst thing happens, then Larry and I would have to deliver the toys this year. I have a vague idea about what to do after coming with you last year, but I hope it doesn't come to that.
It won't. Trust me.
I trust you, but I don't trust them.
Here we go. I put some extra shots in yours, Santa, just to pep you up. I've toasted the marshmallows for a moment before adding them to the cups.
Thank you, Larry. Oh, this looks delicious.
Yum. It tastes good too. Well done, Larry. I think Shep has a little competition on his hands.
No, the kitchen isn't for me. I prefer organising to sweating over a hot stove.
And very good at it you are too.
Which reminds me, We have a rehearsal later in the departure lounge. 7 p.m. sharp, if you please. I want you to go over it at least twice.
Right you are. I shall see you there.
Well, you can't say he doesn't take his job seriously.
He certainly keeps the other elves on their toes. I've had complaints.
Me too. But how can you quell such enthusiasm? Besides, he's really rather good at it.
Yes, he is. It's like having a personal assistant sometimes.
I don't like the thought of you having to go to court, Claus. I'll have to come with you.
What? Then one of us would certainly be locked up over Christmas.
Claus!
No. It would be a much better help to me if you were here, overseeing arrangements for the big night.
You have Larry for that.
Yes, I do. But he's only a couple of centuries old. He still has a lot of growing to do before he can step into your shoes.
Flatterer.
Who, me?
Oh, I wish this hadn't happened. What's wrong with the world out there?
It needs help, Anya. And it needs love. It sometimes seems like an errant child who has lost its way and doesn't know how to find its way home again. In the grand scale of things, only a very few people are truly bad. The rest are good and want nothing more than to live their lives in peace.
We're so lucky to be here, in our own little world.
Yes, we are. I would love to be able to throw my arms around the world and give it a big hug. But for now, I want to put my arm around you. Sit and watch the flames dancing. Drink our hot chocolate, so lovingly made for us by Larry, and think of nothing else until we really have to.
Oh, I would love that too.
Comfy?
Very.
Cozy?
Blissfully.
Love me?
Always and forever, my love.
Then everything I could ever need is right here. I have nothing whatsoever to worry about.
I hope so, Claus. I hope so.
Your Honour, this is case 2512 on the calendar. His Majesty versus Kris Kringle. This court is now in session.
Kris Kringle?
Yes.
Is that your real name?
Oh, I'm known by many names.
Are you indeed?
Yes. Père Noël, Babbo Natali, Father Christmas, Santa Claus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't think deception is anything to boast about, quite frankly.
Deception?
Yes, deception. What else would you call it when you go by so many aliases?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
What name were you born with?
All of them.
What is on your birth certificate?
Birth certificate? My dear man, no such documents existed when I was born. Birth certificate, indeed.
Oh, is that right? Well, perhaps you could enlighten the court by telling us how old you are.
Do you know, I'm not terribly sure.
You don't know your own date of birth?
No, not with any degree of certainty.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Well, when one century slips into another, it's easy to lose count.
Silence in court! This is no place for levity.
Well, maybe it should be. Why do you insist on being so serious all the time?
I beg your pardon?
That's the trouble with the world today. Everybody feels the need to compete all the time. They've forgotten how to have fun, too.
Fun?
Yes. Can you even remember how it felt? When did you forget to have fun, Daniel?
You will address me as Judge, Your Honour, or Sir. Anything else will be seen as contempt of court.
What became of that innocent little boy who believed in me and adored Christmas so much?
Ah, humbug.
Humbug?
Have you any idea why you've been brought before me today?
I do.
Which is?
You summoned me.
And you know why you have been summoned?
Well, not really, but I'm sure you'll enlighten me.
You have violated so many laws, I hardly know where to start.
Try at the beginning. It always works for me.
Oh, please try to contain your smart remarks. They are very unbecoming of a man your age.
Harsh. So, what laws am I accused of violating?
Shall we start with aviation laws? You constantly and consistently flaunt them and enter flight paths at will. I believe that there was a near miss in the early hours of Christmas morning last year.
Ah, yes, but there is a good explanation for that. You see, my dear lady wife, Anya, had accompanied me for the first time and wanted to fly the sleigh for a while. Oh, she just got a little carried away, bless her heart.
Well, if you are Santa Claus, I would have expected much better of you.
You would?
Well, it is most ungentlemanly to throw your own wife under the bus like that.
Under what bus? What are you talking about, man?
You are blaming your wife for the near miss last year.
I am not blaming anybody. I'm telling the truth. Isn't that what one is supposed to do in places like this?
Your sarcasm, sir, has been noted.
Thank you. You surprise me, Daniel. You honestly do.
Oh, do I? In which way?
You are not willing to accept that I am Santa Claus, and yet you seem perfectly willing to accept that reindeer can fly.
As a judge, it is my duty to keep an open mind, besides which that is not the only reason you have been brought before me today.
Is it not?
No, sir, it is not. Whether your reindeer can fly is beside the point. You have a duty of care towards them. They rely on you to keep them safe.
It is always my top priority, and always shall be. They are more than reindeer to me, sir. They are family.
Oh, really? Then you seem only too happy to put your family at risk.
At risk? How?
Clerk of the court, show the suspect the exhibits.
Very good, Your Honour. For the record, I am showing the defendant exhibits KC1 to KC10, photographs of reindeer in precarious positions, mainly on rooftops.
Do you think that rooftops are the safest of places for your reindeer to be?
Well, I don't see why not. This is the way it's always been. They are not in any danger.
Even on the roofs of older houses, where the integrity of the structure may be questionable?
I think you're seriously missing the point here.
Which is?
If you're prepared to accept that reindeer can fly, then you must accept that there is a certain kind of magic associated with that. There is never any risk of my sleigh causing damage to the roofs. It's like there is a cushion of air which bears the weight, so the roof doesn't need to.
Oh, really?
It would do my reputation a lot of harm if I fell through somebody's roof rather than come down their chimney.
Do you think this is a joke, sir?
Not if you don't.
I do not. I don't think you appreciate the gravity of the situation.
Then help me to understand, Daniel. Tell me what it is I'm supposed to have done.
If I am to accept that you are who and what you say you are, then there are so many charges against you, I don't think you will ever see daylight again.
Like what, for instance?
Trespass on private property, travelling without a valid passport, flying without a pilot's licence, antisocial behaviour.
Antisocial?
We have received complaints about the noise your sleigh bells make as well, waking people up at all hours of the night.
Surely you cannot be serious.
People are entitled to their rest, Mr. Kringle.
This is unbelievable. It scares me to think what this modern world is coming to.
Do you realise that to enter a person's home without first being invited is burglary?
Have you ever heard of implied consent?
I beg your pardon?
Implied consent is consent which is not expressly granted by a person, but rather implicitly granted by a person's actions and the facts and circumstances of a particular situation.
Thank you. I'm aware of the terminology.
Oh, good. That is reassuring.
And how, pray, can you confirm that somebody has implicitly granted consent for you to enter their property?
Oh, come, Daniel. Before you were added to the naughty list, your parents used to leave a glass of sherry and a cookie out for me each year, along with a carrot for the reindeer. Is that not consent implicitly granted by a person's actions?
No, it was tradition, that's all.
And where do traditions start from? You closed your mind to Christmas, followed by your heart. It's such a shame. You were so different as an infant.
Maybe I had good reason to.
Maybe you did. But why try to spoil it for those who still believe? That's nothing less than spite.
Can you produce any witness who will confirm, without any shadow of a doubt, that you are indeed the person you say you are?
Well, here's Mrs. Claus, of course.
Her evidence is invalid. Can you produce any witness who can verify your true identity?
Can you produce one who can't?
Oh, good move. I'm sorry, Your Honour.
It really doesn't matter either way. There are still these charges to be considered.
You say that people have complained about the noise my sleigh makes. Are they in court today?
That is not your concern.
Are there witnesses for the prosecution?
Oh, this is my court. I ask the questions here.
Is there anybody here who will speak against me?
Well, yes. In actual fact, there is.
Oh? And who might they be?
Bring in Professor Gerard, please.
Yes, Your Honour. Professor Gerard, please. Follow me, please, sir. Please raise your hand and speak the words written on the card.
I do solemnly and sincerely and truly declare and affirm that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Please state your name and occupation.
I am Professor Peter Gerard, FRC Psych, Consultant Psychiatrist.
Would you say that you are a leading practitioner in your field?
Yes, Your Honour, I am able to make such a claim.
Well, you see before you in the dock a man who claims to be the real Santa Claus, as mythical a being as the Tooth Fairy, wouldn't you say?
No real proof exists to suggest that Santa Claus is a real person. Therefore, it is highly unlikely that he is. The earliest references to any such man date back to 280 AD and centre on a man who some say was a bishop, whilst others say he was a monk living in Myra, which now forms part of modern-day Turkey. He was renowned for being benevolent to the poor and needy. Some even claim that he could perform miracles.
And was his name Santa Claus back then?
No, Your Honour. He was referred to as Saint Nicholas.
A saint, no less. I am surprised you did not lead with that in your introduction, Mr. Kringle.
Wasn't relevant.
Your Honour, may I ask you some questions?
Be my guest.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kringle, hello, how are you?
I've been better.
That's good. Now, let me ask you, what is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory?
Yes, please.
Well, that's not an easy one to answer. I have lived for so long, it's not always easy to recall them.
I should imagine it isn't. Things you've been around since the 3rd century.
All the more reason for me to have difficulty remembering them.
There must be a few which stand out. I'm sure you've made a huge effort. You could turn back the years. It may help if you close your eyes.
Really?
Yes. Now, what is the first thing which comes to mind?
Anya.
Anya?
Yes, My wife, Anya. She's the first thing which comes to my mind. But then again, she always is.
Is this a particular memory, or are you just thinking of your wife?
We are walking through the forest in the late afternoon. The sun is shining through the trees, and everything around us is peaceful and calm. She stops to look at a rabbit, being ever so quiet so she does not disturb it. She looks back at me in wide-eyed amazement, the most beautiful smile on her face, framed for that moment in a veil of sunlight. Beautiful, just like an angel. Oh, how I wish that cameras had been invented back then. I would have loved to have captured that moment. I would have treasured it forever.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Do you need a moment?
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
That was very moving. Now tell me, what makes you think that you are Santa Claus?
Maybe the fact that I am Santa Claus.
Really? And how long have you had this notion?
Since the 3rd century, apparently.
And when you are not being Santa Claus, what do you like to do?
I am always being Santa Claus. Could you kindly rephrase your question?
Okay, to put it in another way, when it's not Christmas and all the toys have been delivered to all the little children of the world, how do you spend your time?
Firstly, not every child gets a present from me. Not every child deserves one. There are cultures who do not celebrate Christmas at all, and it's not for me to impose my beliefs upon them. In the same way, it is not acceptable for other cultures to impose their beliefs upon anybody else. So no, not all the little children of the world get a present from me. But you would know all about that. You were a born non-believer who never wrote to me, had never got a present from me.
No, quite. Anyway, the question still stands. What do you do when Christmas is over?
Start planning for the next one, of course. There are jobs to be done, food to be grown, livestock to feed and nurture, a workforce to keep happy. It's not all over in a couple of days for us, you know. It is a year-round venture.
Yes, I am sure it is.
You don't believe in me in the slightest, do you?
Not a jot of it, old boy. What you are telling me cannot be true.
Why? Because you can't find it in one of your textbooks or case studies? Seeing is not always believing. Those who know of me believe in me without question and without having to see me. I'm sorry that your limited world does not allow for magic and beauty, nor the gift of acceptance. Not everything in the world can be black and white.
You, sir, are a first-class fantasist. How you've got away with this for so many years is beyond me. You need to be placed into a secure institution for your own safety and that of everybody else. Your Honour, may I recommend that this man is released into my custody? I feel it may be beneficial to study him and try to understand what makes him tick. It may be too late to find an effective cure, but you would be better off.
I shall certainly consider that as an option. Thank you, Professor.
No, you can't do that. This is all wrong.
That is your second such outburst. Are you feeling quite well?
Yes, Your Honour, I am. But I am not prepared to sit here and let a blatant miscarriage of justice take place. That man is Santa Claus. I know because I have seen him before, as have my own children. Just because the two of you refuse to believe the truth doesn't mean that we have to agree with you. You haven't even called a witness for the defence yet.
I had not been told there was one.
Neither had I. How terribly exciting. Anya?
Claus!
I thought we'd agreed that you'd stay back at the North Pole.
Oh, Claus, you know that was never going to happen.
Hello, Santa.
Sophie! Oh, my dear girl, how lovely to see you.
You too, Santa.
What a wonderful surprise.
I thought you would appreciate it.
I do. It's wonderful, but it's completely unexpected.
Can we have some order in court, please? This is not a free-for-all. There are protocols and rules here.
Are you the judge?
Yes, I am.
Then shame on you, sir.
I beg your pardon?
How dare you treat Santa this way?
Are this child's parents in court? This is all very special and all, but we have serious business to be getting on with.
She's here with me. I am her appropriate adult.
Then kindly remove her from court. This is no place for a child to be.
I know you are saying that to silence me, but my ancestors and yours fought so that we could have freedom of speech.
Quite right.
This is also a court of law where fact and truth must be spoken. Am I correct?
Indeed you are.
There is none more honest than a child. Sophie is here to speak the truth.
Which is?
That both you and this man are wrong. Santa Claus is telling you the truth.
And what do you base your hypotheses on, young lady?
The truth of my own eyes and my heart.
Go on, dear.
I have known Santa for the past 5 years, ever since I stayed up, waited for him to come in my home, which, I might add, he did at our request.
Only the non-believers and those on the naughty list don't get a visit from Santa. That's how it has been for many years.
Santa is welcome at our house at any time. I wait all year to have my little conversation with him on Christmas Eve.
Well, thank you for your time. It's been fun and all, but we must...
You probably saw him 2 years ago, before you were put on the naughty list. You are denying the child from showing you the truth.
Ah, a budding psychiatrist in the making.
Not really. You don't have to be bright to know that.
Yes, quite.
You need to let him go. Christmas is only a few days away now, and he has lots to do.
Sophie is quite right. This is obviously our busiest time of the year, and final preparations can be manic sometimes.
Well, I can't just let him go. I mean, we haven't finished yet.
Then I suggest you get a move on and stop dilly-dallying.
Oh, really?
Look, Santa, this is the doll you gave me last year.
Jemima, I remember. Oh, and look how well you've taken care of her.
I take care of all my presents you make me.
Thank you. Oh, you are such a good girl.
Can we get on?
Sophie, can you tell the court what Christmas would be like if Santa was taken away and locked up somewhere? How would it make you feel?
Objection! She's leading the witness.
Overruled! Go on, Sophie. You may answer.
If you take Santa away, there would be no Christmas, and the children all over the world would be sad because they never got their presents, and families would be miserable because they never felt the Christmas spirit this year.
Even those who don't see Santa know he's there, and they all feel that special tingle knowing that he's visited their homes. Can you honestly deprive the world of this man? Can you take our Christmas away from us?
No, no, they cannot.
Please, don't take Christmas away from us. The world needs Santa Claus.
That was very eloquently put.
Thank you, I know.
Mr. Kringle, can you give me one good reason why I should not have you committed into the care of Professor Gerard here? What have you to say in your defence?
Only this. My good friend Sophie summed it up so beautifully in her impassioned speech. Even those who don't see me can feel my presence. I suppose I've become the spirit of Christmas, which makes the lights on the trees glow that little bit brighter, the village displays sparkle more, and the entire festive season one of hope, happiness, joy, and, dare I say, love. You suggested earlier that my sleigh bells cause a noise nuisance to people throughout the night, when the fact is that there are millions of children all over the world who strain their ears each year to listen out for them. They bring hope, to a hopeless situation. Happiness, where there was sorrow. Friendship, where there was hatred. Sadly, they do not bring peace where there is conflict. Somewhere in the world tonight, children will be huddled together to keep warm on the streets. Families will be fearing the next missile strike from enemy forces and wondering whether they may even be able to celebrate Christmas this year. The world, sir, is in the throes of madness, and it needs all the love and happiness that we can give to it. We need to light a beacon of hope for the future and lead the world out of this darkness.
Hear, hear!
Now, you may not believe in me, but millions of other people do. You may believe that I am a mere fantasist who needs to be given a room in a secure unit, when millions more would disagree with you. I am Santa Claus. I have always been Santa Claus, and it is my blessing that I shall go on being Santa Claus until the ending of the world. Would you deny the world of the love and magic I bring to it? Do you feel that you are justified in doing so?
That was so beautiful. No, we are not justified. Come on, Judge, for goodness sake.
Professor?
Well, he sold it to me.
You do not feel that he should be committed?
Probably, but owing to the lack of beds, I am willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, it seems you have very powerful friends.
And a very loyal and supportive wife.
Thank you, Sophie. You may have opened my eyes at long last.
I hope so.
Things happen, Santa. And I went from being a happy child to a very unhappy one when my parents divorced. All I wanted for Christmas that year was for them to get back together so we could be a happy family again. It didn't happen.
Oh, there are some things I can neither make nor fix, Daniel. I am so sorry you had to go through that.
I don't know much about the world outside, but even I know there are millions of children around the world who have to cope with the sadness and upheaval of divorce.
It always hurts me to know that I cannot do anything to help them. It's not within my gift, sadly.
I suppose I also hated you for not coming to my house anymore, too. And so I took this opportunity to get back at you. I should not have done it, and I am sorry.
I'm not.
Really?
You must be angry.
Not in the slightest.
But how?
You have a feeling in your heart now which you have not had for a very long time. It's called joy, Daniel. You are letting the light back in, and the magic will follow. I've not been able to give you a Christmas present in many years. Now I finally can.
Ah, now I understand.
Do you mean that you went through all this just so you could help me?
Very few people are beyond redemption. We can all train our hearts to beat with a happier tune if we try hard enough.
I don't understand.
You still didn't know the truth, whether I was real or not. If I had ignored the summons, there was nothing you could have done about it. It would have just reaffirmed your belief that I was not real. You were reaching out. I couldn't ignore that. That's why I came.
There's one thing which baffles me, though.
Oh, what's that?
Why you waited so long to summons him? If this was because of something which happened last year, why leave it until now?
I can field that one. It was the first possible date we could offer. There's still a huge backlog, I'm afraid. The legacy of COVID a few years ago. I doubt we shall ever fully recover from that.
At least it didn't happen too late for changes to be made. Today has changed my life in more ways than I can tell you.
You see, that's how good Santa is. He wanted to give you something that you really needed.
Where would I be without friends like you, Sophie?
Possibly in a room, in a secure unit.
That's very funny.
There is one thing I need to say to you, though.
And what is that?
that you're wrong.
I am?
You think that I will reach the age of not believing very soon, but I never will. I know that you are real. I will always know that you are real, and nothing in this world can ever change that.
Then I am truly honoured. Thank you, Sophie.
Your Honour, why not come over to our house for Christmas dinner this year? I would hate for you to spend it on your own again.
Oh, that is so very kind of you. But I think I shall give my sister a call. We haven't spoken in years, and I never realised until now how much I miss her. If she will allow me to, I would love to spend Christmas Day with her.
Oh, how wonderful will that be? Good for you.
Daniel?
Yes, Santa?
Amanda would love to share Christmas with you. She's waiting for your call.
Really? She is? Oh, then please excuse me. I'm going to talk to my big sister.
We need to be getting back too. Oh, I shudder to think what will be happening at home with Larry being left in charge. How are you getting home, Sophie?
Oh, we could drop her off on the way.
Splendid! I like the sound of that.
Me too.
What you did today was so very special. We'll never forget what you've done for us. You may have saved Christmas this year. You clever girl.
Thank you. You are welcome.
Santa, somebody has arrived at the back door to take you all home. Shall I show you the way?
Yes, please, Alex.
Thank you for doing what you did for Daniel. He hates to let on how lonely he is. I hope that things will change for him now.
I believe they will. He has taken a massive step forward today and reconnected with his family.
Once you open up your heart, there's no telling what goodness will come in.
I will see what I can do to help him. Thank you, Santa, Mrs. Claus. Have a safe journey home. And you, young lady, should feel so very proud of yourself. You were brilliant in there today.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
Oh, Claus, it's so good to have you back home. Was it an ordeal for you?
It had its moments. I did think I was going to be committed at one point, but all's well that ends well.
How disgusting, though. Why would people be locked away for telling the truth about who they are? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, people often fear what they can't understand, Anya. They want to study it and see whether they can break it down, pick it apart, and rebuild it.
Oh, how awful.
There are so many people who are struggling, though, and they need the help of somebody like Professor Gerard. He does good work, and I do not judge him for the opinion he has of me.
Do you think Sophie converted him?
No, I still think he has doubts. But there was no reason for him to believe that I'm a danger to myself, nor anybody else.
What must he think of the people who impersonate you every year? At the shopping centres and malls around the world. He'd have a field day with them.
No, no. He would realise they were just doing their job. They're great people who spread Christmas magic each year, keeping my memory alive in the hearts and minds of all believers. I have particular affection for those who visit sick children in hospital, making them feel a little better. They are my representatives, and I am very proud of them. I'm grateful for the work they put in.
I'm glad there's only one real Santa, and that he is mine.
I'm very glad of that too, my love.
Oh, bless little Sophie for stepping up like that. She really loves spending time with you on Christmas Eve.
As I do her. I always knew she was a special child,
I didn't realise how much until she walked gracefully into that courtroom and gave the judge a stern talking to.
Oh, she'll go places, that one.
Yes, she certainly will.
Are you tired, Claus?
A little. But I'm happy to be sitting here with you.
I'm glad Larry's left us alone. He's running around like a headless chicken. I think the whole workshop will be relieved when tomorrow night is over.
Bless him. I may need to have a little word with him. I'd hate to find him dangling by his britches from the North Pole.
They wouldn't go that far, would they?
I really don't want to wait to find out.
Oh, bless him. He means well.
Yes, he sure does. Anya, may I ask you something?
After all our years together, do you really need to ask me that?
No, it's just... Well, this may seem to be a strange question, judging by my reaction last year.
What would?
I would really love it if, you came with me again tomorrow night.
You would what?
Yes, I know I had a lot to say about it when we got back last year. I think I was still in shock and happy to be in one piece, to be honest.
And on the success of that, you'd like me to come with you again?
Yes, I would. I didn't say too much about it, but there were times when having you there meant the world to me. I always saw it as my domain, you see. But the world changes, attitudes change, and I don't see why I should be excluded from that.
So, let me get this straight. After all the names you called me, and the accusations about putting the reindeer into therapy, and the sheer audacity of me asking to go with you in the first place, you want me to come with you again this year?
Yes, please.
I would love to.
Oh, good.
There's no going back on that now. It has been offered and accepted.
I know.
That court case must have really knocked you.
No, not at all. I've just realised that being with you is so much better than being without you, and that delivering the toys should not exclusively be a one-man show. From now on, you're welcome to fly with me every year, although you don't need to feel obliged.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some years when I won't feel like it, but I'm definitely coming with you tomorrow night. Thank you, Claus.
No, Anya. Thank you.
For what?
For everything.
You are very welcome.
Now, I think we should get some sleep. We have a big day tomorrow, and Larry will be panicking if we sleep late.
How did we ever manage without him?
I'm sure he can provide a suitable answer for that.
We're running 4 minutes over the schedule. We need to get a move on. Come on, Santa, Mrs. Claus. It'll be Boxing Day before you even leave at this rate.
Calm down, little elf. Everything will be fine.
There's extra hot chocolate in the dispenser.
Oh, thank you, Larry. How very thoughtful.
There was also an extra blanket in the rear compartment, along with a pillow if you get tired on the way back.
How would we ever manage without you?
You wouldn't.
Told you so.
Right, places everybody. Final checks before takeoff.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
All aboard.
Thank you, Larry. I'll take it from here.
Very good, Santa. Have a great flight. See you when you get back. Clear the runway, doors to open.
I want to take them out.
What? Really?
Yes, I've been practising.
Well, I don't know.
You did ask me, remember?
Yes, but...
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Not really.
Sit back, old man. Here we go. Come on, boys. Faster. faster!
No, I've changed my mind. This is an awful idea.
Too late now. Fly, boys, fly!
Oh, not again!
Yee-haw!
Anya!
Mrs. Claus, Sophie Saves Christmas was written and directed by Dave Andrew, with editing by David O'Rorty. It featured the vocal talents of Peter Preston as the judge, Caroline Tattersall as the clerk of court, Daniel O'Rorty as Professor Gerard, Sarah Robinson as Anya Claus, Lila Pugh as Sophie, Dave Andrew as Santa, and introducing Ezio Farina O'Rorty as Larry the Cheeky Elf. All sound effects and music were provided courtesy of YouTube. The halls with bells of holly. This has been a Dave Andrew radio play. We'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. Thank you for listening.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.